The iPhone 8 will have just a slight curve and very thin stainless steel bezels, according to the latest leak. It'll also be in tight supply, possibly through the end of the year because of production issues that are causing production to start late. According to BGR.com, it will have the all-glass front and back design, and the stainless bezel will be black to make it look virtually seamless. Apple has apparently cracked the code to put the Touch ID under the OLED screen, and the front camera will also be nearly invisible there as well. Benjamin Geskin posted several pictures of a mock-up. For more, hit BGR.com. Larry Page's Kitty Hawk startup will release their flying electric car later this year. 9to5Google.com notes that what's been seen of it so far looks more like a platform on pontoons that a rider can fly over land or water, primarily water. It has, however, gotten FAA approval as an ultralight that can be flown over uncongested areas. Kitty Hawk says the first iteration will be mainly for recreation and will be different from the prototype, but it will still feature 8 rotors powered by electric motors, and you can fly it without a license in less than an hour. In the cars that you can actually buy department, the Audi A4 Allroad talks to you. While this seems like it could be annoying, VentureBeat.com reports a truly useful "Why didn't they think of that before?" feature. As with many current cars, you can plug in your phone to a USB port to charge it while you drive. Well, when you get ready to get out of the car, it'll sense that and remind you to take your phone with you. Cars are truly becoming computers on wheels, or maybe Alexa on wheels. I'm Clark Reed.